because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show, 1027 The Bomb.
All right, second date update time. We got Mark on the line this morning. Mark, what's going on, my brother?
I'm just calling in about this girl, Jamie. I really liked her. You know, I mean, I met her on Bumble, and we've actually been hanging out for a while, like a month or so, and all of a sudden she just kind of stopped talking to me, you know, just not hitting me up anymore, and I don't know what the issue is.
Oh.
I mean, we were even intimate a few times, so I don't think that's the problem. We were hanging out at her place. So, I mean, it's not like my place was the problem.
Very really gentlemanly of you to refer to as we've been intimate a couple of
sexy times. Yeah.
Yeah, so we went oof.
Yep.
Which were both sides, both ways, all kinds. Yep. You know,
all Baxter, the holes
Baxter is a what again?
A dog.
Yeah, there you did. Yep.
Oh,
Raja.
Yeah.
Sir Raja.
That's a good style, man. Yeah. I like that style.
You know, and then, you know, I went join one church and they went send me on
a mission.
That's right. Raja. Raja. Yeah, no. So I went take my dog on a mission. We did them all.
Yep.
Intimately. I'm joking. Okay, so the most recent time you guys hung out, was there anything different than the previous? Like, did you guys get into maybe some kind of argument or, you know, when you tell somebody something and they're quiet about it?
Yeah.
Just because they don't want to get into it, but it's a huge turnoff, especially in the beginning stages.
Yes.
Anything like that?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Like, no, I didn't think so, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought we were good. I mean, she and I were clicking, and then just, like, after this last time, I mean, I dropped her off, and that was it. I sent her a text the next day, sent her, everything was great, I miss you, and nothing.
He didn't text, like, I want to be intimate.
Yeah.
I want to be intimate.
Let's have sexy time.
That, please.
Hold on, did you say stick it?
Stick it.
Wow.
Jeez.
What did you?
See, that's exactly what
I'm talking about. Before you.
Well, yeah. You know.
You gotta juice them up first, huh?
This is why I ask.
Oh.
You shouldn't have asked.
No, this is why I ask guys about stuff because of what comes out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah, because, it's... You could have made a joke.
I'm a guy, and even I was like, boo. Okay, well, Mark, you know what? Let's just get to it. This is me called Diversion. What was the girl's name again?
It was Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, the one that you stick
it.
You know what? I like some gum. You know what kind I like?
Juicy fruit.
Yes!
Double the pleasure, double the fun, man.
Juicy fruit is the only one. Okay, we'll give Jamie a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe do all the talking because that won't work out well.
Man.
Yeah, and then we'll see if we can get you guys reconnected. At the very least, you'll know what happened, you know, and hopefully we can work from there.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Jamie?
This is she.
Who's
speaking?
Hey, this is he. Keola, that is she, Kimmy, and
Hi.
That is questionable Joe.
Oh my gosh, wait, like the Keola Show.
How's it going?
Wait, did I win Bomb Bucket List?
Well, you gotta listen before you win it. You gotta listen every morning for nothing. You gotta win it at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
It's too early for you to get the bucket list. Number two. Number two. Not yet. 9:30 this morning.
Oh my gosh, I love the show so much.
Oh, we love you too.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best. Jamie, also gotta let you know you're on that show, more specifically on the air, and we made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep talking, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
You know what? We're trying to find out the same from you, but let me answer your question and not answer it with another question. We are calling about this guy that you met on Bumble. You guys are hanging out for a month. It sounded like things were going down a path of, I guess, relationship, maybe monogamy. You guys spent a lot of time together. You know, you had a little mission with a dog, and it was intimate. Do you know who we're referring to?
Are you guys talking about Muck It Up Mark?
Muck It Up Mark?
Muck It Up Mark? What is that?
Yeah.
Muck It Up Mark. We're talking about Mark, but yeah, what do you mean?
Well, basically, everything that Mark touches turns to
Oh, wow. God, I hope no woman's ever said that about me. Yeah, I don't mind him saying, like, wow, what a D. But it's like everything he touches just turns straight to... That would hurt my feelings.
That's worse than...
I feel, yeah.
You think? Okay.
Well, because that means I'm consistently just screwing things up.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But it's like, if this is like an isolated event or individual, yeah. You know, I haven't made every girl that I've dated happy. I'm sure not all of them have positive thoughts about me. But that's just one person.
There's a difference between saying you are a D or you're being a D.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was a D.
Exactly.
Ooh. I'd be okay with he was, because that's not present tense.
Right, exactly.
People can better themselves, but I feel like if you just turn everything into, that's like transcends time.
Yeah,
that's true. There's no coming back from that.
In case you haven't been able to tell, Jamie, we read way into things.
So
we're busy overthinking.
It.
What do you mean by muck it up Mark and he turns everything into
Well, I mean, that's probably not a really nice nickname, but that's kind of the nickname my friends have given him. Mark is really great guy, and yes, we met on Bumble, and we've been going out, and when we were hanging out in public, everything was going fine. He is cute, he's got a good sense of humor, but when we started hanging out at my place more and more, things turned bad very quickly.
Okay, like in what way?
Well, okay, I think the first instance of this all happening was like, we were laying in bed one day, both looking at our phones, and I was like complaining about my Wi-Fi because it's just something you do. It's always been really, really terrible in my bedroom because it's like the farthest from the router thingy. Mm-hmm. I don't really know much about all of that stuff. But Mark was like, oh, I can fix that. No problem at all. And like, he asked me where it is and goes and fusses with it and says, you know, that he's got it all under control. He asked for the password, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, I'm not good with technology. You do you. If I get better Wi-Fi, that'd be great. But after he was messing with it, we went out to lunch. Completely didn't think anything of it until I got home later and realized that I didn't have any Wi-Fi at all.
Marky Mark.
Wi-Fi is one of them sensitive things, man. When you mess with a person's, I don't know why that annoys me so much. Are you the same way?
Oh, yeah, no, I really hate it. Especially, I hate the Wi-Fi in my place. I don't even know why I pay for it because it doesn't reach to my bedroom. And there are times where it just goes out. And I'm like, okay, but why? This happens all the time.
And then the only thing that makes it more egregious for me is when someone says they're going, fix it or like work on it. And then next thing you know, it's all out.
Yeah, then it's even worse.
Yeah, you're like, it was already bad to begin with. Now I don't even have it.
It was slow, but at least I had it. Now I have nothing.
Jamie, we don't understand at all.
We don't.
Mm-mm.
No, I had no clue what he even did. So I just ended up calling like Spectrum for help. And they were pretty much no help. They're like, we can send a tech out. And I'm like, great, okay. Like,
that's bad.
I'll be waiting an entire day.
Out.
Yes.
Hey.
And then that time, like, that window they give you on when they're going to show up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
8 a.m. and 8 p.m. will be there.
Oh, I know. I remember I had a cable installer call me when I was doing a night show in Seattle, and he had requested a song for his girlfriend. I was like, perfect. Well, we'll get it on sometime between now and 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow.
Gotcha.
How you like me now? Yeah, welcome to our lives, buddy. Funny when you're on the flip side, huh?
Yep. I've totally done that before.
Okay, so what did the installer say?
Well, I had to explain that I had no clue, like, what he did to it, and that's why they were sending out the technician, because they were like, well, if you don't know what he did, then obviously we can't help you on the phone. And I was like, okay, but I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to embarrass him. It was fine. The Wi-Fi wasn't good to begin with, so I figured maybe if they sent out a technician, it would be better than better. It was like a happy accident, but like, that wasn't the only time Mark did this. Like, a few days maybe later, he was taking a shower at my place because he had to work the next morning, blah, 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 blah. We were having a sleepover, obviously. But when he came back from the bathroom,
he's like all toweled up. He's like, oh, the water pressure in your shower was pretty terrible, but don't worry, I fixed it. And I'm just like, oh God. So then, of course, when I take a shower later that night, it was a little better. But very soon after that, I had a very angry neighbor knocking at my door saying there was a major leak into their unit.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, Kayla and I have no experience with that.
No, not at all. I ended up meeting the devil, who I nicknamed Karen.
She lives.
He, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I had the same thing happen to me. However, he was a source of the leak, not I.
Well, yep.
Yeah, and ironically, the landlord, her name was Jamie. You guys saw the Hawaii News Now article that I sent you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, so... then what happened? I'm assuming then you had to notify, you know, the office, right? And they had to come in and fix it, or?
Yeah. It was this whole big deal. Luckily, the whole, I don't know what they call it, but the extra fees that you never understand why you pay for them covered it, so I didn't have too much of a headache from it. But there was more, and that was the most big and expensive headache of them all. And that had to do with my car.
Oh, boy.
All right. What happened?
Well, I feel really bad because I know he's just doing these things to be nice. But, like, it came up in casual conversation that my check engine light had come on. And Mark had made this whole big deal about how he'd been working on cars since he was in high school, that I didn't need to take it to the shop, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, you're 2-0 right now. I don't know what he did to my car, but afterwards it would not start at all. And the tow bill plus the repair was like $800.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, Jamie, we've had Mark on the other line. He had called us to call you. Mark!
Mucking Mark.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like, Mark, can I give you a little advice? And Kimmy, back me up on this. One of my greatest strengths is knowing one of my greatest weaknesses.
Sure.
And I am the first to tell you, I am not a man's man when it comes to anything that requires handiwork. Sure. I am open about it. I am communicative. I am verbal because I realize, if anything, having me a part of any kind of project, being it like contract work, anything that requires some kind of engineering or whatever, building something, having me there contributing is actually taking away. I become more of a hindrance. And so I realize that, and it's embarrassing because no guy wants to admit that he's not handy. It's just, you know, culturally we're supposed to be able to do these things. Fact is I can't. Mm-hmm. And at least I admit it, and I'm upfront about it. And especially if it comes at the expense of, if I do it to myself, then shame on me. That's my problem.
Right.
When you do it to other people, that's a whole nother, atrocity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, when it comes to some of this stuff, you know, I figured I had a handle. I mean, my little sister works at Best Buy, so I figured I had the router all handled. I've seen her do it enough times in my place because, you know, well, I mean, I can't do it, so she does it.
Clearly haven't been paying attention enough.
Yeah. My half-brother is a contractor. I had to pay him to come over and put up my flat-screen TVs on the walls.
Just because his brother's a contractor doesn't mean he can build a house.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even... like, the pressure was bad in the shower. You know who did it?
How do you know?
Allie. She did it. True story. She did it for me. She fixed the water pressure in my shower head. This is me knowing my weaknesses. Yeah. And just right. Like, it's okay, man. There's strength and vulnerability. But don't go messing up other people's stuff.
Not cool.
I mean, I got a nice set of tools.
I got a power drill. Ask Kimmy.
You do. Although it's not the yellow one I was hoping that you got. It was on sale, though, right?
Yes, it was on sale at Target. And so. It's been used five times, none of which were by me. True story. I've never used it once.
But I mean, I'm sorry I f***ed up all your stuff. I was really just trying to help, you know? I mean, I really like you, Jamie. Just being full out honest here. And I wouldn't have tried any of that if I didn't, like you. So.
Oh, yeah, I love how you're getting all potty mouth now and you talk about we were intimate a couple times.
Yeah.
That was earlier.
Jamie, you know what? Mark does bring up a good point here. I think, and Mark, confirm or deny, he was trying to impress you. He went about it all wrong. Mark, you got to learn from people like myself that are guys that are just not handy at all. It's okay, man. If you're not good at something, you just ain't good at it. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm too old. Like, I just know that I'm not going to all of a sudden become super proficient in building anything. Mm-hmm. Instead, I hire or ask the services of friends that I know for a fact are good at it because it saves me time and it gets done the right way that it should be. And quite frankly, in the long run, it'll save everyone a lot of money, primarily, specifically, Jamie, who had to drop $800 on her car that you messed up.
Yes. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, Mark, like, here's what I think we should do. I'm glad you apologized. I think you need to reimburse Jamie for the work that needed to be done. I think you should also reimburse if there... I wasn't sure, Jamie, when they had the technician come out for your Wi-Fi, if that costed you any money out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. Anything that came out of pocket that you, quote-unquote, attempted to fix, you should reimburse Jamie for that money. That's not her fault. And then, moving forward, Mark, just be you. It's okay. Strength and vulnerability. You ain't good at it, you ain't good at it.
Yeah, I absolutely get it, man. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things you feel like a man should be able to do this stuff. And, you know, I just can't. I just can't.
So what you're saying, Joe and I aren't men?
Yeah, come to terms with it, bro.
What are you saying? We're not men. I'm taking this personal now. Jamie, his intention was good. He was trying to impress you all the wrong way. At least now, number one, I'm really happy he apologized.
Yeah.
And it sounded sincere. Mark, you're going to reimburse her for all expenses. I mean, whether or not you guys go out again, it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You agree?
If I screwed it up, I mean, obviously I should pay for it.
Well,
I mean,
let's break it down. Her Wi-Fi, you know, was working fine, just didn't reach, you know, to me, it sounds like she did. What is the term? Netting or whatever?
You know? No, you need one of those extender things.
Extender things, yeah. Right? Which you can get from your Wi-Fi
Amazon
company
or
buy some or
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any which way, it was working is the point. It doesn't work anymore, so I'm not sure if that cost it. Jamie, did that cost you money out of pocket to have the technician come out?
Yeah, just okay. A little bit.
What was the second thing again? The water thing.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
the apartment.
Did that cost you any money? I know you said, you know, it kind of came out of the fee, so it didn't cost anything out of pocket.
No, it was just a $50 maintenance fee.
Okay, well then I think a good reimbursement to you was when you walk by the neighbors, Mark should be with you and he should go out of his way to say, man, I'm so sorry I messed up your shower, honey. Right in front of her neighbors. Because now her neighbors are probably upset at her, thinking it's like, oh, she's that neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Mark needs to claim responsibility to them, at least, you know, without them knowing.
Right.
And then number three, the car. $800, ooh, brother. So we agree with that, right?
I mean, I feel bad that I didn't get back to Mark. Like, ghosting you was probably not the most adult way. I was very, very upset about the car. But honestly, like, this is why we pay for car insurance, right? Like, it covered some of the bill. So, I don't know. I really appreciate you apologizing and reaching out and everything.
You still got a pair,
but
Jamie,
I don't know where your pocket pride is right now, but you're starting to hurt my pocket pride.
So, but how much does he owe her?
Yeah, Jamie, let's come up with a number because I think he really should reimburse you for some, you know, to something that you're comfortable with and you feel like fair.
I mean, it was $380 something for the car out of pocket, $50 for the apartment fee, and then like $75 for the technician or something like that.
So that's $525. I am part Chinese, so I'm good at that. $525. Mark, you should reimburse her $525. What do you think?
Listen, man, I mean, I'm just being perfectly honest here. I screwed it up. It's my fault, so I should definitely pay for it.
Got it.
Oh,
there we go.
It's probably cheaper than just having it all fixed anyway.
Yeah, and to sweeten the situation a little bit, we're going to pay for dinner and drinks for you guys to reconvene, nice. See where you got. Because, I mean, the main thing is that you guys got along, minus the muck it up Mark part. You guys got along fantastically, right?
No, we had a really great time.
All right, well, we'll pay for dinner and drinks, which means, being that I'm part, you know, I'm part Asian, and got Chinese and Korean up in me, that my math says that $0 out of pocket for your next date on us.
Perfect.
That sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, everyone's in?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You see? I unmucked the mark.
You did.
I did, yep. All right, well, right on. Mark, what are we not going to do anymore now moving forward when it comes to other people? If you want to do it to your own stuff, that's fine, but what are we not going to do?
Fix anything.
That's right.
Perfect.
The best help is no help at all, bruh.
From him.
I like that.
I mean, no help, not including like, hey, would you like me to look up who you should contact for your Wi-Fi?
That kind of help is necessary.
You want me to check Yelp for a good mechanic?
Well, make sure they're on the right island, though.
Yeah, that's true. Because
people have done that.
That's right.
They got an Spectrum come to your door. Yeah.
Over there, it's like, oh yeah, no, we'll definitely be there. Let's see, sometime between now and actually, let me log on. Mokulele Airline. Yeah, it's been 20 years since Keola said he would play that guy's song. You're going to be waiting about that long, too, for me to drop by your house because we fix your Wi-Fi.
Right on.
Yep, there you go. Right on. Well, I'm very happy the two of you are rekindling, and see, hopefully it goes well. And, Mark, don't muck it up, okay?
You got it.
All right. Jamie, you feel better, girl?
Yeah, I'll feel better if I get that bum bucket list, though.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know, there's a pocket I was looking for. That's what I was looking for.